Hi, this is Atsuko from Shonen Life, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM.
But you've been misbehaving. Turns out you're everything you say you're not.
Down, I keep fighting the ground. Could I have a slice? Oh, mommy, may I? Daddy, please don't punish me. I didn't mean to eat the last piece. I am not prepared to die. I just wish I could hide here forever, here forever.
Flockhart from the Boston Pops, and you're listening to Tufts University Radio, WMFO 91.5 FM.
You bought a big old house, filled it with a lover and a cradle. I'm sitting here alone with my notebook and piano. Everyone I know keeps moving on to memory lane. Far away from here, all my yeah. Call you my friend on memory lane. Relive it again on memory lane. Can we go home? I need to go. Oh, memory lane. Ooh. Memory lane. Ooh. Memory lane. I'm driving down Present Street. Take me to Pleasant Street.
Bring back down my clothes. If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? By their clothes, their age, the way they speak? Would you notice an 8-year-old girl who's not excited for summer break
because she may not be having lunch again until September?
Or a single father of two who works three part-time jobs
and still can't put enough food on the table?
Or maybe a mother who cleans offices at night,
hoping to find meeting leftovers to take home to her hungry family?
Or a war veteran who's having a hard time
landing a job and getting back on his feet?
I am the 1 in 8 Americans who struggle with hunger. People you pass by every day but never knew were hungry. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America, 200 Food Banks Strong, and the Ad Council.
Love and love. went out to dinner just the other day. Looked out the window and saw summer rain come sweeping over the mountainside, washing out everything inside. A little old man walked out to his car. I prayed he was going far. Next thing I knew, he backed into a bike, and the biker went outside. Pounded on the metal, he was looking for a fight, and I almost started to cry. As the man stepped out with fear in his eyes, I thought this world needs more love. This world needs more love.
We need more love, love, love. suppose this life is mine, all mine. I remember a time when my mind was clean and clear. We'll be right back.
This is Steven Pinker, and you are tuned in to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Pure Pleasure Technology, Tufts Freeform and Educational Radio.
Leave your kids behind, come with us and find the pleasures of the journey to the center of the mind.
I'm not afraid to for the man.
Too much for the man. He couldn't make it.
So he's leaving the life he's come to know. Ooh.
He said he's going.
He said he's going back to find.
Going back to find.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. What's left of his world? The world he left behind. Not so long ago. He's leaving.
Leaving.
On that midnight train to Georgia. Said he's going back.
Going back to
find. To a simpler place and time.
Right.
Oh, yes, he is.
Right by his side.
Now I'll be with him.
I know you will.
On that midnight train to Georgia.
Leaving on that midnight train.
Hey. I'd rather live in his world than live without him in mine. But he sure found out the hard way that dreams don't always come true. Oh no. So he pawned all his hopes. And he even sold his old car. Bought a one-way ticket back to the life he once knew. Oh yes he did. He said he would. Oh, no, he's leaving.
Leaving.
On that midnight train to Georgia.
On that midnight train.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Said he's going back to find.
Going
ooh,
back to find.
A simpler place and time.
Take that ride.
Oh.
Without him in mind.
World is
his.
Danger sign.